And it's beautiful when you see the apostle, how he concludes the message, not with that which is evil, but he's now, as it were, identifying with Demetrius. And then even in the thought, in the last verse, "But I trust I shall shortly see thee." You know, what a thought comes to mind there. "I'm soon going to see you, brother." And he's waiting for that. He doesn't say, "I'm coming shortly and I'm going to see Diotrephes." No, "I'm coming and I will see thee. And we shall speak face to face." What do you think they talked about? I don't think they talked about Demetrius, or I mean about Diotrephes. They didn't talk about that problem. That wouldn't edify. And then he says, "Peace. Peace be to thee." In the midst of these turbulent times, through difficult situations, to be able to go on in peace. The secret of the Lord is with those that are able to do so. And it's really to dwell there where nothing can disturb. And that is in the presence of the Lord. And then when he says this, "Peace be unto thee," and then "our friends salute thee," greet the friends by name. I don't know any epistle that ends in that way. The Lord says, "I've not called you servants, for a servant knoweth not what his master doeth, but I've called you friends, because all things that the Father hath told me," just take that, "I've told you." I sometimes think of that, my, he has held nothing back. The Father has held nothing back what he hasn't told the Son. But the Son has held nothing back what he doesn't share with you and me as his friends. And that is, I would like to think, we'll end up with the enjoyment of that in the concluding thoughts of our study together. And that we might, despite all the disrupting situations that exist, and you know we're not going to correct them, they're going to increase. There will be more problems as time goes on. In fact, one problem isn't solved and two more arise. Don't be upset. The Lord knows that's coming. But he says, "This remains. I remain for you. My peace I give to you. Peace I give unto you. My peace I give unto you." And this is for us the encouragement, the strength that will sustain us in every situation till we see him face to face.
See, in this last verse, what we have is sweet fellowship that is expressed between the friends, the brethren on both sides, fellowship and communion. As he says in 1 John, "If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of
Jesus Christ,
his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." So that is, see, the apostle John is bringing back the first principles of Christianity. Although, in spite of all this turmoil and confusion and departure, he is bringing, he is encouraging, exhorting guys, he says, "Hold fast, do that which is good, because he that doeth good is of God." So it must encourage us immensely.
One thing that just comes out to me in our discussions is how quickly, in the first century, Brother Jake was saying, in the first century, how quickly things had declined. And this is now 2,000 years on. How much worse it is today. But we've got the resources here, and in the Lord Jesus. But it just was impressed upon my heart that this was happening so early on, when the apostles were still alive. What's happening today compared to back then? Things have gotten really bad. Where we are now, we need this.
Just the thought of this face-to-face again. Here in this epistle, the third, it's connected with peace. In the second epistle, it's connected with joy. And in the first epistle, when he refers to "Behold, what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us," that it's a reference that we shall see him as he is. And I think that thought of face-to-face is implied in that. So we have love, joy, and now peace. This is the threefold cord that binds us in these days of declension.
And Brother Bill, between these three epistles, there is the gospel that the Lord, the last words, speaks of his coming. And the last words in Revelation speaks of his coming. So how wonderful in between we can really understand and learn how to behave and how to live faithfully here until he comes and we all cry, even so, come Lord Jesus.
374.